Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bullyproof. Bullyproofing your radio. God bless.
Yeah, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost their ears.
I won't be down anymore. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah, hang down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah, cause the floor ain't a place for when I'm yeah, hanging down ain't the thing for believers.
Bullyproof. Hallelujah. With permission from J. Moss himself. Glory to God. God is an amazing Father and ruler of all. He is everything. Hallelujah. We love him here at Bullyproof. We love him. Glory to God. Well, Bullyproof is back for some, and this is an introduction for others. I am Jackie. I am your hostess. Glory to God. Jesus is the founder and the namesake of our ministry umbrella of Jesus is Hot magazine. Well, Jesus is Hot magazine houses a few ministries within itself, and Bullyproof is 1. Glory to God. Bullyproof is in place to encourage not only those who have been or may be being bullied at this time, but also those who actually have been the aggressor, the bully, themselves and their families and their communities throughout the world. We just want people to know that they are not alone. Whether you are someone who is pressured to be a bully or whether you are under the impression, under the pressure of others maybe bullying you, or maybe it hasn't gotten to the point of bullying, and praise God if it has not. Just anyone who has been pressuring you. Some of us struggle with peer pressure, and peer pressure is not just for those that are in grade school, not only for those that are in high school, but adults also experience pressure, peer pressure. Peer pressure is simply pressure that is given by our peers, those of our age group, those of a particular organization that we may be a part of. It comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Pressure is not defined by one particular person. However, it does come from or derive from a particular spirit, which we're going to talk about today, because you need to understand what pressure is and exactly where pressure comes from in order to disrupt its plans for your life. It's very important that we do this. So, our foundational scripture for our lesson today, or our lesson this week, excuse me, entitled Under Pressure, which I think we're going to be here for a couple of weeks as we have a lot of area to cover. So, once again, our title is Under Pressure. Our foundational scripture, however, is Hebrews 2, verse 18. Hebrews 2, as I'm getting there myself, once again, it is our foundational scripture, and it is Hebrews 2, verse 18. Hebrews 2, verse 18. Glory to God. And I'm going to read to you today from the Voice version of the Word of God. Verse 18 of Hebrews chapter 2 in the Voice version of the Bible says, "Since he has also been tested by suffering, he can help us when we are tested." Since he has also been tested by suffering, he can help us when we are tested. And who am I speaking of? I'm speaking of Jesus. And to get a better understanding, let's go to the book of John. We're going to be in the Word today. We are really, really going to be delving into the Word of God today. It's very important. It's the foundation of the things that we need to know involving pressure. Glory to God. So, in John chapter 1, we're going to go over some of chapter 1, not quite all of chapter 1, but we will go down to verse 13. So we're going to read from 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 to the ending of verse 13. Before time itself was measured, the voice was speaking. The voice was and is God, this celestial word remained here, remained ever present with the Creator. His speech shaped the entire cosmos, immersed in the practice of creating. All things that exist were birthed in him. His breath filled all things with a living, breathing light, a light that thrives in the depths of darkness, blazes through murky bottoms. It cannot and will not be quenched. So let's stop. Let me introduce the light to you. The light is Jesus. So let's go back. The voice was and is God. This celestial word remained ever present with the Creator. His speech shaped the earth cosmos, the entire cosmos. Immersed in the practice of creating, all things that exist were birthed in him. His breath filled all things with a living, breathing light. So his breath filled all things with a living, breathing Jesus. Jesus, a light that thrives in the depths of darkness, blazes through murky bottoms. It cannot and will not be quenched. A man named John, who was sent by God, was the first to clearly articulate the source of Jesus, this light. This baptizer put in plain words the elusive mystery of the divine light, Jesus, so all might believe through him. Some wondered whether he might be the light, but John was not the light. He merely pointed to the light, the true light who shines upon the heart of everyone, was coming into the cosmos. Jesus, as the light, does not call out from a distant place, but draws by coming into the world. He entered our world, a world he made, yet the world did not recognize him. Even though he came to his own people, they refused to listen and receive him. But for all who did receive and trust in him, he gave them the right to be reborn as children of God. He bestowed his birthright not by human power or initiative, but by God's will. And we're going to do one more, verse 14. The voice took on flesh and became human and chose to live alongside us. We have seen him enveloped in undeniable splendor, the one true Son of the Father, evidenced in the perfect balance of grace and truth. Glory to God. So, since he has also been tested by suffering, him being Jesus, he can help us when we are tested. So he walked in our shoes already. He's been through temptation, and he fought it, and he fought it God's way. He fought it with the words of God. That's how he fought temptation. And guess what? He won. Glory to God. And we're going to win too. We are winning in life, because we have overcome the enemy with the words of God. Let us pray before we begin. Father, thank you for this, your bullyproof broadcast, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to bullyproof your radio, bullyproof these radio waves, Lord God, that your word would come forth in all understanding and all of its splendor and majesty. We thank you, Lord God, for developing the strength in us, the determination in us to stand on your word and to know that by faith, those things that we say shall come to pass, because it is your word and not our own that is our help in present times of trouble, Lord God. We thank you. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor for your presence here and for all that we will receive today by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to now define for you pressure. And pressure is defined as the use of persuasion, influence, or intimidation to make someone do something. A bully is known for these characteristics or these character traits. A bully also uses physical pressure, the continuous physical force extended on or against an object by something in contact with them. A perfect example of a bully is in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 8. So meet me there at Genesis 3, 1 through 8. And all that I read today will be from the Voice version of the Bible, unless I otherwise state it. That's Genesis 3, verses 1 through 8. Of all the wild creatures the eternal God had created, the serpent was the craftiest. Serpent to the woman. Is it true that God has forbidden you to eat fruits from the trees of the garden? Eve. No, serpent. God said we are free to eat the fruit from the trees in the garden. We are granted access to any variety and all amounts of fruit, with one exception. The fruit from the tree found in the center of the garden. God instructed us not to eat or touch the fruit of that tree, or we would die. Serpent, die. No, you'll not die. God is playing games with you. The truth is that God knows the day you eat the fruit from that tree, you will awaken something powerful in you and become like him, possessing knowledge of both good and evil. The woman approached the tree, eyed its fruit, and coveted its mouth-watering wisdom, granting beauty. She plucked a fruit from the tree and ate. She then offered the fruit to her husband, who was close by, and he ate as well. Suddenly their eyes were opened to a reality previously unknown. For the first time, they sensed their vulnerability and rushed to hide their naked bodies, stitching fig leaves into crude loincloths. Then they heard the sound of the eternal God walking in the cool of the garden. The man and his wife took cover among the trees and hid from the eternal God. The spirit of Satan, a bully spirit, or the spirit of pressure, always shows up when you are faced with a choice. This is because Satan is on assignment in our lives to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan, formerly an archangel of light, was once called of God on assignment and knows what the awesome results are of completing the will of God for your life. Because of this, Satan knows that all it takes for you to accomplish God's best is to honor God's word. So every chance Satan gets, he will speak contrary to God's voice in your mind as he did to Eve. He is aware that we are created in the image and likeness of God, so we shall have what we say. What we say, we see. So if we are not locked into God's words, other words can influence our vision or what we see. So he took advantage of this with Eve. He changed her vision of what God said the tree of the knowledge of good and evil possessed. She and Adam were already like God. They were equipped with God-likeness. God already spoke it, and it was. Satan, however, banished from heaven and assigned to earth, a once spirit of light, now spirit of darkness, chose the legal physical body here on earth of a serpent because he was on a mission to change the bloodline of Adam and Eve, chose the only physical body here on earth that could accomplish that. So unfortunately, he succeeded in his plan and conquered. Eve ate of the tree. described as good by the serpent, and full of knowledge he claimed she didn't have. Because Eve, the helpmeet of Adam, the wise part of him, ate of this tree. So did he, and the end result was, as God said, they died a spiritual death. Their physical body, their cover, was now exposed because their eyes were subjected to sin and the lust of the flesh, and therefore they now knew their nakedness and desired other clothing to cover their cover. This is what the spirit of Satan does to a person uncovered spiritually. A person unsaved, not born again, covered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. He pressures them to do the opposite of what God has said to do. He causes them to believe that there are no consequences to not obeying God, that they can live as they choose to live. Unfortunately, if they do not learn differently, they are subjected to a very real hell at the ending of this physical life. Throughout this week, we will tap into God's words regarding this pressure that can meet you in the classroom, on the street, in music, in movies, in books, in conversations, and even in your dreams. God has developed a plan of escape in his words, in his Son, the living word, and the way, the truth, and the life, the light of the world, Jesus. We're going to journey through his words, and we're going to gain understanding. But where we're going to end in his words, that is very important for you to meditate on until we meet again tomorrow, is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. That's Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. We're going to read through those now. This is very important for us to get. This is the foundation of what we need in our spirits for understanding, to understand exactly how to defeat the voice or voices of the enemy as they come along, and they will. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17 say, "Finally, brothers and sisters, draw your strength and might from God. Put on the full armor of God to protect yourselves from the devil and his evil schemes. We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, this fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes that slither in the darkness of this world, and against wicked spiritual armies that lurk about in heavenly places. And this is why you need to be head to toe in the full armor of God, so that you can resist during these evil days and be fully prepared to hold your ground. Yes, stand, truth banded around your waist, righteousness as your chest plate, and feet protected in preparation to proclaim the good news of peace. Don't forget to raise the shield of faith above all else, so you will be able to extinguish flaming spears hurled at you from the wicked one. Take also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So these are the things that we need, to fight against that bully spirit of the adversary, Satan, who seeks to kill, steal, and destroy from us. And he's always at work on these things. He doesn't take time to relax from coming against us. That's why it is so important to make sure that you are covered. And in order to be covered, you need the blood of Jesus to cover you. His blood is the only blood that can. And in the Voice version of the Bible, in the beginning, in Genesis, I can't think of I can't think of a better way to describe why we need Jesus, why he is so vital to our lives. And he really is. He's vital to our lives. It says, the story of humanity's sin begins with a tree and ends on a tree. First, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and finally, the cross on which Jesus dies, which was also a tree. The first tree offers fruit that leads to death. That was the tree Eve ate from. But the second offers a death that leads to eternal life, and that is the tree or the cross of Calvary that Jesus hung on, where he died for you and for me to rise again after defeating Satan, hell, and death, and snatching the keys for our very lives from Satan's grasp that he acquired when Eve sinned. So where Eve messed up, Jesus got it right. And today I'm offering you the opportunity to get it right, to ask Jesus Christ into your heart as Savior and Lord and begin your new life on this earth in relationship with God, because that's what you need in order to even understand the words that we will be going over. You need eyes to see those words and understanding, the understanding of Holy Spirit, which you only acquire through salvation in Jesus Christ. So let us pray. If you would like to be born again, you can simply repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I realize that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I may not understand some things, but with Holy Spirit at work, alive, on the inside of me, I believe that I receive, I will learn, I will grow, and I will conquer and defeat the works of the flesh and the works of the enemy. I give you my life today. I surrender to you all that I am. And I thank you that I am now born again. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, glory to God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God here upon the earth. I need for you to go to Jesus is Hot magazine on Facebook.com, and I also need for you to go to Bullyproof on Facebook. Either one, or both rather, I would like for you to like. Secondly, in the inbox of Bullyproof, I would like for you to let us know that you've made the decision to come into the kingdom of God today and that you said the prayer. There are some things that you need to do, and unfortunately I'm out of time. I can't explain those things to you, but I can, however, explain those things to you in detail and fully, and we will also have things pertaining to the scriptures for the broadcast for the entire week. So please like our pages. Interact with us. We need to hear from you. Love you so much. And until tomorrow, likely at this same time, if 5 p.m. to 5:30. We'll see you again here at Jesus.